Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Charles Newhouse?
You got it.
Okay, and to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 and over?
41 over.
And what is your primary branch of the trade? Mason, helper or finisher, tile or marble finisher, PCC, restoration, terrazzo, mechanic or finisher, bricklayer, refractory bricklayer, plasterer, tile setter, stone mason, cement mason, or marble mason?
Bricklayer.
And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey level, mechanic, or foreman?
Foreman.
And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12, 13 to 20, or 21 and over?
Retired.
Okay, 0 weeks. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contracts over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Are more union construction projects, fewer, or about the same? What do you think?
About the same.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community?
No.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now? About the same or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? Or something else, not leisure?
Nothing at all.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And it was in person or online?
In person.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
And changing the subject to the word beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from the one you are least likely to get your news. The first one is print or online newspaper, the internet or social media, cable news, radio, local TV, or friends and neighbors. Which is the first one?
Local news.
Local news. And after that? Radio, internet, cable, or
radio.
Radio, second radio. One. And after that, newspaper, internet. And the last three, newspaper, friends and neighbors, or cable.
Cable, friends
and after
neighbors,
that,
newspaper.
And the last one is newspaper, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Immigration.
And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, yes or no?
Yes.
And a lot, just some, or just a little?
Just a little.
As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Somewhere in the middle there.
Somewhat important. And
yes.
And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? The Democratic Party or Republican?
Republican.
And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
UAW.
And much more with UAW or just somewhat more?
A lot more.
Okay. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall. You strongly approve? Okay. Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Healthcare? How would you rate him in healthcare? Strongly disapprove? Somewhat? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Support for labor unions?
Strongly disapprove.
Immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
And the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
And now the last three questions. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I absolutely will vote.
And if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Trump.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
I make up my own mind. I don't let the union tell me anything.
But do you find it useful or no to receive that information?
Somewhat.
Okay. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
And
fair
how
or
would
good.
You, okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
And in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Try to promote the workers more instead of
I'm sorry. Can
promote
you repeat the answer, please?
Pardon?
Can you repeat the answer, please?
Try to promote the individual workers.
Okay. Thank you. And anything else?
That's good enough for now. Yeah.
Thank you. And again, in your own words, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Anti-union work. Union people doing non-union work.
Okay. And anything else? You can say anything at all. Okay.
That's it.
And now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, job site, email, union minis, or mail?
Text.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never once a year, a couple times a year, or four or more times a year?
A few more times a year.
And now I would like to ask you the last two questions for statistical purposes, and we're done. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Not very strong.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell us what is your race or ethnicity?
White.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Chuck.
I'm sorry?
Chuck.
Chuck? Is that correct?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir. This concludes the survey. And thank you for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, really. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Yep.
Thank you.
You bet.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.